Hello and welcome to the 500th edition of the Website and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. AMP is seeing spikes in growth across the world. Mobile payments are failing to gain consumer trust in France, and advertisers are looking to take more control of programmatic. AMP is seeing huge growth across the world. Whilst after its launch, less than a quarter of Google News results showed the AMP icon, a recent study has shown that around half of results are now AMP optimized. The study from Rank Ranger looked at 12 large markets around the world and each nation's use of AMP and found that only one had a mobile news box containing less than 50% AMP optimized pages. Italy and France came second and third on the list with 84 and 77% of top news stories AMP optimized respectively. 68% of top news stories in the USA were AMP optimized, just ahead of the UK at 66%. Amazingly, top of the list was India, where 100% of Google News results showed the AMP icon. This is despite having no AMP top stories shown on the 1st of January 2017. The report points to this sharp upward spike in India as evidence that Google is pushing AMP around the world and that publishers not using it should climb aboard quickly. Mobile payments are failing to take off in France. Whilst the technology continues to build in popularity around the world, a new study from IFOP has shown that on average, French consumers are most comfortable using the technology to pay for items under 20 euros, with 49% of people saying they were happy to do so. Meanwhile, only 14% of people were willing to spend over 100 euros, whilst over 60% of respondents said they wouldn't do so under any circumstances. According to another study undertaken last year, only 6% of French people had ever used such a payment, the second lowest in Western Europe behind Germany. A survey from the World Federation of Advertisers, or WFA, has found that advertisers are looking for more control in programmatic. After questioning 59 member companies of the WFA, it was found that programmatic now represents 16% of all advertising spend, compared to only 10% 3 years ago. It was also found that nearly half of businesses questioned were not represented by agency trading desks, but by independent trading desks, an increase of 12% in the same period. WFA called this particular increase striking. It said that advertisers were looking for better transparency from their agencies, with 90% of them currently reviewing contracts, whilst 60% of the advertisers were uncomfortable that agencies acted as the principal in the media buy. The best internet penetration rates in Africa can be found in the Seychelles. Statistics revealed by Internet Live Status show that the archipelago has a penetration rate of more than 60% and is followed on the list by Morocco and South Africa. Bottom of the list came Eritrea, whose internet penetration rate is thought to be around 1%, one place below Burundi. On the whole, Africa has approximately 340 million internet users from its total 1.2 billion population. This makes the continental internet penetration rate around 28%, compared to the global average of 50%. And finally, today marks the 500th Global Marketing News Bulletin on WebCertain TV. With 2 years' worth of digital marketing updates under our belts, made up of 2,500 different stories, we've covered subjects from the growth of mobile payment to concerns around internet censorship worldwide to the latest updates with all of the major search engines and social platforms. We look forward to continuing to bring you up-to-date global marketing news for many more bulletins to come. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.